All right. There's a very big, powerful message. And I've been too tired to do it. Okay. It's really powerful that I received. I wanted to get my mental thoughts. It's not like I'm writing the stuff down to do the message. It's like my mental thoughts and my energy right and stuff to do that message. Okay, somebody's horn is going right in the message here, but we're gonna chuck on. There it is. Okay, so this is really, really powerful. That message is gonna be, it's like, you know your body, you know what's wrong. And I remember write down my symptoms of, because you are the one. I know the doctor, and you make it state it to the outside. You can state it to them, but you the one that's suffering for that. You know your symptoms, and I wrote them down because I need a prescription. And this is good. It was as if when I'm telling people, they were not as understanding because they're not dealing with it. They could be empathetic or compassionate, but they're not the ones dealing with it. You the one that knows yourself. You the one that knows your symptoms. So that is a powerful message. Just want to touch base on that coming soon. That is the message that I've been lately too tired to do. But this here is so exciting that I'm going to do this message, honey. Okay, my energy level is great because I just woke up. And this message is far more exciting than that. Like that one, I had to put some stuff together and that's going to come right away. But this message is really good. I'm listening to a message called Too Much to Be Tired by Paulson. I'm going to put Paulson Ely, and I'm going to know if I can put like clips of his messages and everything. Paulson Samuel Ely is on YouTube. And I like this. And there's a section in there, Too Much to Be Tired. There's a section in there whereas he described, you know, you need to do your thing to where you are exhausted, you are tired. Fight the good fight to where you are exhausted and tired. He's like, oh, so many people be like, well, I lost my husband, I lost my kids, but you know, I'm still here, I'm still alive. But they lost, and that part is this message. You need to do whatever it takes. You need to do whatever you can. And this is good. This is why people's husbands drift away, people's kids drift away, because you're not doing everything you can to keep them, to keep them around. You know, you give up on them. They give up on them, and you're wondering why your husband over there with another woman. It's because they are putting out, they are putting in the energy, they're cooking for them, they're taking care of them, they're doing action over there, whereas you done gave up on them. You know, that's why people drift away, you lose friends. That's this message, and it's a sad, it hit me, and I think that's a sad reality, because this is what happened to me. I'd be like, well, they did me wrong, but that's different, you know, bye. You see, but you got to, I know you remember that message of put in. You got to put in the energy. You got to put in the time. You need to let them know how you feel. You know, I can be emotionally, you know, I can emotionally shut down. And you cannot shut down. You can't stop the energy because you're mad. You're angry. You need to put in, try to fight for that relationship. Fight for that job. Oh, I remember, I didn't play with work. You know, relationships as something I have to work on. But work, this is good. I remember I worked for Metro. It's like a public transportation company, good career and everything. It was so hard work. But anywho, they would come for me all the time trying to move me out of my position. But I've been there for 6 years. It's like every couple of weeks, I would see this man coming for me trying to move me out of my position. Why? Because maybe I'm gay. Maybe because I look young. Maybe because I was too a kiddie or something to the nature. But I did my job. I was good at my job. No accidents. I was always there. So I was like, why is this man keep coming for me? You see what I'm saying? And this is good. It was easy, not easy, but I gained up strength to fight him. Because I knew I was good at my job. I knew that was my position. So I'm going to fight you. And I always kept defeating him. I was like, you might as well come to my side and leave me alone. You see what I'm saying? I fought for my job. You know, I put in the energy. I knew who to call. Or eventually I would get the thought of who to call. You know what I mean? Who to let them know this man is coming after me for whatever the reason. Y'all need to do something about him. Spirit. You see, you need to fight or else people is going to drift. They're going to have their way with you. And that's the wrong way. You see what I'm saying? They're going to have their way. They're going to go their way and they're not with you. They're going to go where... They're going to go where there's more energy. They're going to go where who giving them the time, who value them more. They're going, you know, that's why you they lose their husbands. You lose your wives. That's why you lose your kids. You see what I'm saying? Especially, you know, like, for instance, let's give this example to rein this in. You know, your kids are gay, but you don't accept them. So they're going to go where they're accepted. That's how they find gay families. They're at the gay family because they feel accepted. They're not accepted with their real family. That's why they're over there. You see, you need to put in the energy, the time, make people feel valued, care for them. I have to work on this. Aaron, you need to call people. Even if they're not calling you or give you no energy, that's why I shut down. I'm like, they're not giving me shit. I done called them 2-3 times. You see, and you understand that, and I'm working on that. You know, I don't want to be stalker. And when I give you a lot of energy and you're not giving me much back in that spirit, I shut it down. I shut it off. And you can understand that, okay? I feel like you should understand that, but sometimes I don't put in the effort. My dream is I declare to you, put in the effort. Don't be so tired. I'm like, okay, I'm tired of this. You know, I get so much pushback. I get nothing. And then I get tired. How many dreams? You get depressed. Don't get into tired. Don't get into depression. Don't get into depression because you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to want to put in an effort. You see, something happened to you. I can imagine so many people, it happens to them, whereas something bad happens in their lives and they're depressed. They don't want to do it. You're not going to feel like having sex with your spouse. You're not going to feel like doing your thing. And then you lose that thing. That is this message. Don't get into depression where you're not doing anything. Because when you're in depression, you're not going to feel like doing anything. And whoever that put that on you. Whoever, I remember, this is really powerful. I remember sitting in a hospital for a job. A job put my ass in the hospital. And it was a huge awakening moment. This person, you know, brought all their trash and their stuff, and I helped them through their stuff. But I noticed that person was not with me in the hospital. Big awakening moment. You see what I'm saying? All this energy I've exhausted on other people, they're not here with me when I need them. You know who was with me? My family. You see? Big awakening moment. My dream is don't get to a position whereas you put your energy, your time in other people, but when you need them, they're nowhere around. You see. So you need to be careful of where you're putting your energy as well. But you need to put your energy out. You need to fight. If that's your friend, if that's your lover, you need to fight for it by putting in the energy, putting in the time. Don't be tired. Don't be depressed. Try to get out of your depression. I know it's not easy as talking, you see. But when you're depressed, you're not going to feel like putting out. Okay? And as you know, when you listen to this message, that's more than sexual. When you're depressed, you're not going to feel like putting out. And they're going to, you know, they may drift. I'm so sorry. They may drift that spouse. You see, I'm giving you the concept. I hope you think broadly of this message. They may drift and find what they need because you're not giving them what they need. You lose that friend because, you know, they're going to find a friend who give them what they need because you're not giving it to them. That's why you got to put in the energy. You need to be a friend. Be that good spouse. It's like when you're depressed, you're not going to feel like cooking. When you're depressed, you're not going to feel like having sex. When you're depressed, you're not going to feel like picking up the phone and listening to their problems. You see what I'm saying? So don't be in depression. You need to fight. You need to keep it going. Keep putting out that energy. You need to keep putting out the good energy. You need to keep putting out. Keep putting out. Keep putting out. You know, if you don't put out, that's my point. You lose. You lose. Not just that person. You lose that. You lose. You don't want to lose. You need to keep fighting. You need to keep putting out. You need to keep it going, or else you may lose. It's like you in depression and you don't feel like going to work. You're making excuses. You're calling out. You know what I mean? When you're depressed, you don't feel like putting out, and therefore you're gonna have excuses. You're not gonna want to go to work. You're not going to work. You're sick now. You can't go to work, and because you know you're not doing your job, you lose it. My dreamers, this message is going to help you to win and not lose. That is the point of this message. When you're depressed, you know, that's what people, they trying to, you need to get rid of those people who make you depressed, who hurt you. You don't have no time for people who make you feel bad emotionally or do wrong things to you, because you're going to be sitting up there depressed. We don't have no time for that. We don't have no time for low energy, because you got things to do in your lives. You don't have time to lose. You need to win. You need to have the winning spirit. The winning spirit puts out. The winning spirit cooks for their spouse. The winning spirit picks up the phone all the time. You know, they're well able. They got a lot of energy to spare. You see, when you are depressed, you have low energy. You don't feel like doing anything. I've been there many times. Heck, I didn't even know I was there. I just was like, I'm too tired. Why am I tired? What was me? I don't feel like doing anything. How many dreamers, you see, you don't feel like answering the phone. You don't feel like dealing with things. You don't feel like when that my boo thing would call me. I don't feel like going over there and messing with them. I always have an excuse when I am tired. My dreamers, I declare to you, you know, that's the losing attitude. You need to change your attitude. You need to have a winning attitude. You need to figure out a way to get you some energy so you feel like doing everything. Everything you're called to do. Everything you want to do. You're doing it. So you won't lose. You know, I believe I'm gay. That man is over here because I remember I had a man who was always at my house. And I liked it. Ooh, go ahead, do that for me again. Okay. But the reason why he was here is because his wife was not putting out. Okay. His wife wasn't giving him what he need. So I was the one giving him what I was younger. You see, I was younger. It's like I seen the value. I'm like, ooh, he fine. Ooh, he was fine. But you're getting, this is a good example. He was foreign to me. He was valuable to me. He was the answer to my prayer. He was the answer to my prayer. I grew from that. But if that comes back again, the Lord knows. Honey, it was like I was tired, but honey, when that value came, honey, I got the energy, honey. I got the energy. Shit. I was excited. I was motivated. I looked forward to when that man came over. Okay, honey, I gave him all the energy. You need anything? Let me know. Okay. But he was there. Why? Because I knew that the wife wasn't putting out. The wife wasn't giving him what he needed. The wife wasn't valuing him. So that's why he drifted. My dreamers, I declare to you, you need to put out, put in to what you value. That person you value, your friends you value, that spouse you value, those kids you value, or they may drift. They'll go to somebody's house who cooking. If you're not cooking. You see, it's that simple. It's that simple. They're going to go to somebody who giving them the sex they need. If you're not giving them what they need, you see. Fulfill needs, but you need the energy, the winning attitude, because if you're not fulfilling their needs, you lose. You lose. They with that other person who fulfilled their needs. You see, heck, sometimes you can fulfill your needs by yourself. You see, but they're going to be with whoever or whatever that fulfills their needs. You see, you're not giving them the money that they require. They're going to find another job who gives them the money that they feel like they deserve. You see what I'm saying? You're getting, I'm doing these examples. So if you don't fulfill needs, you lose them. You lose. You lose. You lose. Okay. So don't be.
They make it okay for you to have certain losses. See, when you are more than a conqueror, when you realize in your life that power is within you, and you have a goal, you have dreams, you have vision, you say, listen here, I got too much to do to get tired. I got too many people that want to see me go down for me to get tired. Mm-hmm. I got too many people trying to block my pathway. See, even in the process, I was so upset today, I got on the railroad track, and I began to walk on the railroad track, and I began to talk to Ogun on the railroad track, because I said, listen here, I got too much to do to be tired. I don't, listen.
Be more than a conqueror. You have too much to do to be tired. And if you're not doing your thing, you may lose it. You may lose it, you see. You have too much to do to be tired. So you got to keep the energy flowing. Keep the energy going. You are more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You see, you need to keep it going. Keep the energy flowing. It's like if you don't do it, I remember I did a message of dead, you do it. Dead, you do it. Something to the nature. I remember that one of my most powerful messages. They're no longer here, but you see their gift. You see what they were doing. And I remember, like Neville Goddard, I said, I'll pick up the mantle, I'll pick up the baton, and I'm going to do it because I'm alive. You see, I got it in me. I'm going to go ahead and take this and run with it. Okay. You see, there's a guy he stopped doing. This is so good. I'm about to put powerful on here. There's a guy he stopped doing his. I see where he was going. His videos was powerful. It touched me. And I guess because he didn't get the people, he didn't get no support. I understand. I've been there so many times. And that is his message. You lose energy and because you don't feel supported. He stopped doing it. He stopped doing it. There's many times that I felt that way too. And I'm stop for a minute, take a break, and I come back. Take a break. It's like I gathered energy. I'm excited again. And I come back and I try some different things. I may try it again. How many dreamers can declare? Do that when your energy is low. You're getting depressed. You don't get no support from people. People don't act like they don't care about what you're doing. It's like they don't care about you, and then you get depressed and you stop doing it. Don't stop. Never stop for good. Never stop for good. Don't just hang it up, your dream. Never hang up your dream. Take a break. That's a good advice. Take a break and figure out some new strategies to do. Some new strategies, some new ideas. Try and then come back and try some new things. You see, don't hang, never hang it up. Don't never stop. Take a break. When you're not getting what you want in your relationship, say these words. We need to take a break. Let's take a break. Don't just completely get rid of that person, especially if you love them, you value them. You see? Somebody gonna, you, it's like you done got rid of it and you put it back on a rack and somebody sees the value and you done put in the work in that. You put in the work in that. You see? And you threw it away and somebody said, ooh, and they picked it up off the rack. You see? This happened to me. You know, don't completely get rid of it. Just leave it up in the air. You see, talk to him. Be his friend. Okay. I remember I got rid of a person because they were smoking weed a lot. And I'm like, and they didn't look right. They didn't feel right. They didn't look right. They smoked weed a lot at the time. They still kind of do smoke weed. But anywho, they smoked weed a lot at the time. And now, years later, I see them and I'm like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I feel regret for rejecting him. My dreamers, don't reject. You see, don't throw things away, especially people. Do not throw people away. Okay, you don't want to be sitting up and looking like me, honey. And they come out to look good. They come out to be fine. You come out to want them. Okay? So, anywho. So, put in the energy. Put in the energy. Put in the time. Put out. You see, put out. But I'm going to get up and I'm going to start on this message today. Put out. Put in the energy. Don't lose faith. Don't get in depression. Keep the energy to flowing. You see, keep the energy to flowing. Don't, it's too much to be done to be tired. Too much to do to be tired. Keep that energy to flowing. Keep being excited about life. Keep putting in and keep putting out. And you get to keep things and you're going to keep winning. You're going to keep winning. Think of you know, a jealous person always feel this way. You need to think of this as a jealous person. It's me versus the other person. I'm going to win by giving them more than the other person. You see, you need to always, I always used to feel this way when I'm being on my stimulant. I'm better than the other person. You know, whoever they're dealing with, I'm better. That's why they over here all the time. They need to be, they always there all to at your house all the time. Then at their house, because you are better, you cook better, you give them a massage, honey. You make them feel like a king. That's why they always over here. You give them everything that they need. You know, I like what this guy said. You make them feel like this is their refuge. You're safe to be here. You see, you are everything to them. You see, they're going to always be over here. They're going to always think of you. They're going to always call you. They're going to always need you. They're going to always want you because you fulfill their needs. You give them the energy. You always answer the phone. Okay? And be that for yourselves while we got you on the line. Be that for yourselves. Be that for yourselves too. Okay? Give yourselves the energy that you need. The energy that you require. You see what I'm saying? Make yourself your cup full before you... You know, and runneth over, and whatever's runneth over, you give to others. But you got to have a big, strong energy. Put out, put in, put out, and you're gonna always win. You're not gonna lose. You know, because when you're in depression, like I said, you may lose that job, you may lose that spouse, you may lose those kids because you're not putting in the energy. My dreamers, I declare to you. Keep putting out that energy so you can keep them and you win. I hope you received it. Peace.